The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
What happens when you put the Democrats in charge of the legislature? Well, it can only be described as a bloodbath for the taxpayers in Olympia. Let's get right to our Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
I knew this was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be this bad, where your family is going to see thousands of dollars in increased taxes coming out of this legislative session. It is absolutely mind-blowing what's happening because the socialists have taken control. There are no longer any moderate Democrats in our state legislature, apparently. Because down in Olympia, the state senate just passed this bill for 100% clean energy. So they want to get rid of all carbon energy in our state, including gasoline, natural gas, anything that comes out of the ground, they want to get rid of. And so what they are planning is something that is absolutely impossible without costing families thousands of dollars more a year. But they want to combine hydroelectric, wind turbines, wind generators, and solar. Now, I told you yesterday, Forbes.com says wind power is not viable in our state. It's not economically viable. You can do it. It'll just cost an absolute fortune. Solar, you know, that works in the Puget Sound area, right? We don't get that much sun. And yet the and again, this is not about, you know, I'll talk with State Senator Doug Erickson in just a few minutes about this. But this is about punishing you for your lifestyle. Yeah, I'll give you an example. This morning, chilly day. I got up at 6 o'clock, settled in to do some show prep. One of the things when my wife and I built our house, I wanted a nice big natural gas fireplace. And so I turned that on this morning. Natural gas is what fuels my furnace and our water heater in my home. They want to get rid of all of this. Or make you pay through the nose if that's how you choose to heat your home, heat your water, sit by a fire. And what we're seeing here is much more than that. We could see gas tax go up 20 to 30 cents a gallon is what's being estimated. A direct 6 cents a gallon, but then they're passing these carbon taxes, which we said no to at the ballot box. But again, the Democrats are in charge now. And it's their job to fundamentally change your lifestyle. They want to punish you for the way you choose to live. And it's all in the name of this phony environmental activism. And this is the absolute shame of the voters to put the Democrats in charge. You know that with Inslee as governor, and if the Democrats had control of both chambers in Olympia, you knew this was going to happen. Now, maybe people, here's the thing. It's like Sound Transit. People say, well, I like trains, so I'm going to say yes. And then they get their car tab bill for $450. They go, whoa. I wanted a train. I didn't know I was going to have to pay an extra four. I didn't know they were going to illegally tax me on the value of my vehicle. I didn't know they were going to screw me over. How many times do you have to get punched in the nose whenever you give anything to Democrats? And again, this is the phony activism of climate that is driving this, but it's going to raise your taxes and fees thousands of dollars a year. And for especially working class, middle class people, this is devastating what's happening in Olympia this session. Now, the only positive thing I can say coming out of all of this is you still have a chance to stave this off somewhat. your voice still, to a tiny extent, matters. But if we don't stand up right now, contact your legislators, let them know that what they are not just proposing, but I mean these bills are passing on a daily basis, it is going to cripple families around here. Gas tax, energy tax, transportation taxes. Every time you take an Uber or Lyft, extra 50 cents goes to the government. Go to the grocery store. You got to buy a paper bag. Where does that 8 cents go? To Olympia. That'll raise $14 million a year, they estimate. This isn't to save the environment. They're so full of garbage when they say that. This is all about transferring wealth from us to them. And that's all that it's about. This has zero to do with our environment. You know, statewide plastic bag ban just passed out of the Senate yesterday. We're responsible. I gave you all the numbers months ago. We are, in Washington State, responsible for mathematically, essentially zero of the plastic in the oceans. It comes out of rivers in Asia and Africa where people just throw their garbage in the river, and yet you're going to have to pay for that because of phony environmental activists down in Olympia, a bunch of shamans, a bunch of con artists who have gotten control of our state government. All right, how bad is it down there? Let's get to the next point in our big lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Now, one of the guys who's been trying to stand up against all of this is State Senator Doug Erickson from up there in Whatcom County, and he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Senator, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
You betcha, Dory. Happy to be on the show.
Okay, I'm looking at the things that are passing out of the Senate, and I'm wondering how much this is going to end up costing my family in the next few years, and it's starting to get really scary, Senator. How bad is it?
It's bad. I have never seen Olympia like this before. You know, we've had years when there have been fewer Republicans. You know, we had the majority for 5 years, but years with fewer Republicans than we have right now. But we used to have moderate Democrats. Those people are pretty much gone. And they are rolling over us right now with tax increase, fee increases, and energy cost increases that don't show up as a tax, but will definitely show up as a higher bill for people here in Washington.
Well, I'm looking at the energy tax in particular, and the one that mandates 100% clean energy. When I start diving into this, and I talked to it on my show yesterday, Forbes.com says wind energy is not feasible here in the Pacific Northwest, and yet this bill mandates that that is an essential part of the grid. And I'm just wondering, are the Democrats just dealing in fantasy land right now?
Yeah, it is this socialist green utopia that they think they create through legislation. It is off the charts. You know, one of the things, Dory, we got to remember is that Washington State is already the world leader in energy production when it comes to carbon. We have hydro, we have nuclear, we have some wind and solar out there. About 80% of our grid currently, about 75%, is currently non-carbon producing. About 30% in California. If you go to China, it's about 20%. If you go to Germany, it's 30%. So we're already like double all these other places in terms of how much carbon, the amount of carbon we're producing in a good way.
So how do the Democrats justify this? Because there has to be some element of humanity where they say, look, this is going to cost families hundreds of dollars, maybe a month in some case. I mean, it's unquestionably between the gas tax increases, the energy increases, whether they're taxes or fees, this is going to cost families thousands of dollars a year. And is there any element of the humanity of maybe people can't afford this, and maybe we should put brakes on a little bit?
You know, it is crazy, you know, when you look at this. And one of the things you'll hear from a lot of these people is they want people to suffer. You know, you're going to have to sacrifice to achieve this 100%. So it might mean, hey, no longer can you have a hot tub in your house. No longer can you have a freezer in the garage, right? So they're saying that people need to feel the pain for this mythical climate crisis they keep pitching to us in order to use less energy. So really, this is about lifestyle choices. This is about religion, Dory, to many of these people down here. So the cost, you know, that's secondary. If you believe, like some of them, that the world's going to end in 11 years if you don't take these drastic actions, which is a ridiculous claim, of course, you know, that they think that gives them the right to impose all these things upon the people of Washington State.
And in this clean energy, natural gas is not considered a clean energy, right?
Yeah, so on the electricity grid, they say no more natural gas, which everybody says is needed to shore up our system, unless you want to have brownouts. Yep, so they eliminate natural gas.
So what happens to me with a natural gas furnace, natural gas fireplace, you know, water heater? What happens to me and the thousands of listeners right now who are dependent on natural gas?
Well, they have two different bills. There are so many bills they have down here, it's hard to keep track of them sometimes. So that 100% brownout bill, I call it, because it'll lead to brownouts, that one just deals with the electricity grid. So it says no natural gas is allowed to make electricity to put on the grid. Now, the natural gas that comes into your home is regulated by a different bill they want to pass, which is on our floor calendar to vote on today, which is Senate Bill 5293, energy efficiency. And what they say is they guarantee you a 5% increase in rates of your natural gas because you have to use renewable natural gas now and go into other types of conservation. So they don't ban it for residential use. They just want to make it a lot more expensive.
Man, okay. Yeah, this is just absolute insanity. When do the people revolt? When do you think the people of this state who have pushed us in this direction by giving control to the Democrats, when do they start feeling enough pain that they're going to revolt?
You know, we hopefully it's going to happen soon, you know, with what's going on with Sound Transit car tab fees, with these new energy fees, with the income taxes, the property tax increases that are being proposed, the new gas tax is being proposed, the new energy tax for fuels is being proposed. I think people are trying to process it all. And one other thing, Dory, I want to highlight on that natural gas going to your house.
Yeah.
There's also a push to eliminate that. Just because it's not in the legislation this year doesn't mean if they get this bill passed, they won't be back next year to try to ban it. And one of the things that's driving the Democrat Party right now is this movement called Leave It in the Ground, where they want to leave all fossil fuels in the ground, not to be used by humans to live our lives. So that would eliminate your ability to have natural gas at your home. So it's not in this bill, but they are definitely talking about it down here in Olympia.
You know what? The only thing they're going to leave in the ground is me and my listeners, because they're killing us right now. They're killing us down there.
It's pretty ugly. People, you need to know what's going on. They need to get fired up and contact folks. Put some pressure on.
Yep.
Because, like I say, I've been here 20 years, Dory. It might be too long. I don't know. But I have never seen a year like this in Olympia.
All right. Well, that's why we keep getting you on to remind people that they've got to stand up, fight back. Senator, always good talking with you. I appreciate you taking the time.
You betcha, Dory. I want to come on sometime and have a good conversation about positive things we're doing, but that might take a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll wait until I hear about one. All right. Thanks, Senator.
Okay.
Okay, State Senator Doug Erickson joining us here up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
And I do wonder, because there are a lot of people in this state who, I'll give you a perfect example. I got to know Central Washington really well because for, gosh, about, I don't know, eight years or so, my wife and I and our kids, we had a little vacation place on the Columbia River, right on the Lincoln County side, right across from Chelan. We were about 10 minutes from Chelan. But, you know, my electric bill has hit $1,000 for a month here in the Puget Sound area. And electricity, if you're over in Chelan, Lincoln County, electricity is so cheap because you're right on the Columbia River and, you know, they have great deals for the hydroelectric over there. But I also got to know a little bit of the mentality over there. And people in the rest of the state, they just want to live their life. They don't need. And this is the trouble with socialism, which has become a very, very real thing in our state. The problem with socialism, the people who desire it are helpless little babies. They can't run their own life. They need government to be their mommy and their daddy. And in the rest of the state, my wife grew up down in Clark County, Vancouver, Washington. They're self-sufficient people down there. People who know how to take care of their own lives. And I know that that's true in many parts of King County, Snohomish, Pierce, just not in Seattle. Seattle has a bunch of socialist babies, and they're afraid that they cannot run their own lives. In fact, they're confident they cannot. And so where we are right now is a government that says, we will just get you barely by, $15 an hour. We'll give that to you. But you got to vote for us or else it'll just disappear. And so you have a lot of babies, adult babies. And this kind of goes with what I talked about yesterday. After 25 years of trophies for everyone and safe places at schools, and if somebody says something that hurts your feelings, that's their fault, not yours, for being too dang sensitive. After 25 years, we have an awful lot of people who just are incapable and unwilling to run their own lives. And so that's where we are now. That government is telling even the self-sufficient among us, the people in Southwest Washington and over in Chelan and Lincoln County, in the rural parts of the Puget Sound area, even the suburban parts. There are a lot of suburbs that are populated with normal, hardworking people who just want to be left alone. I suspect that makes up a healthy portion of my listenership. There are people who just want to craft a happy life with and for their families and have government. And again, we need government for roads and schools and parks, the things that have no other motive. But when government is simply a tool for extracting money from us to give to the non-functional babies, adult babies among us, that's when things get really dangerous and really scary. And that's where we are in this state. A generation of raising people with... And the goal was... Oh, we've got to raise their self-esteem. But we've killed self-sufficiency in the process. And so now, are we going to put the brakes on this? Is the pendulum going to swing back? Or are we going to become the ultimate nanny state in the country? That's the precipice we're on right now. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, I thought I was not interested in this R. Kelly thing. Then I watched the whole interview, all parts of it, this morning on CBS. That was insane. If you haven't heard it, I'll go through the audio with you. Coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every
man. This is R. Kelly. This was the... What year was this? This was the hit of the summer. About what, decade ago? Was it 10 or was it more?
I asked Andrew to grab us some R. Kelly. I was expecting I Believe I Can Fly or something.
He did that one too?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, can I... So I can no longer like that song? Like that song.
Yeah, none of us are allowed to.
You can't like any R. Kelly. You can't like any Michael Jackson. You can't like any Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter?
Huh? Yeah. What? You know, hey! He was a child porn guy.
Oh, great.
I believe, allegedly. I should check my facts before I start spitting stuff out here. Now, every time you go to a hockey game, you're Gary Glitter playing, but yeah. Because we used to play that when I would go one-on-one against the nuns. And then he was convicted of something horrible, and I said, well, I'm not going to use Gary Glitter anymore.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No. So yeah. So I watched this interview. I got sucked in. Because, honestly, I have not paid a lot of attention to the whole R. Kelly thing. Except that, as I understand it, he seems to like the young girls. And so, but I just didn't dive in because I didn't think it was something we were going to talk about on the show.
Yeah, not just like, though, abuse.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't know anything. So this morning, I saw the tease, and this was a very effective Twitter tease because CBS News released. And by the way, the morning news shows, I follow CBS Morning News on mm-hmm. Twitter. I can't follow Today and Good Morning America because there's so much crap that they put out. I mean, those shows are useless to me for show prep purposes. But they put out a tease of this interview, and he was crazy. He's a crazy man.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So I
went
got
on for about an hour and a half.
So I watched it this morning. I watched it as it aired at 7 a.m., and I kept it on while I was doing my show prep because they had other segments in the 8 a.m. hour. And here is R. Kelly sitting with Gayle King and explaining, because the allegations are that he has had sex and, like Ursula just said, has really emotionally abused girls younger than 18. And now he lives with two young women, 21 and 23.
And this has mostly all come out because the women that he was with previously have all done this documentary on how they were treated while they were with him and then filed lawsuits.
Yes.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
But I watched that documentary and it is shocking. It is disturbing and shocking. And each of those girls has the two girls that live with him now, they all have the same story. It's just that they have now gotten out and then are telling their story. And the girls that are with him now are with him now.
Ooh. Well, this was crazy. So he explained why he sat down with Gayle King.
Why are you sitting down with us today?
I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blogs and, you know, I'm just tired.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh, my God. All of them. Got little girls trapped in the basement, helicopters over my house, mm-hmm. Trying to rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house, handcuffing people, starving people. I have a harem, a cult. Mm-hmm. I don't even really know what a cult is, but I know I don't have one, you know. Mm-hmm.
Have you done anything that you regret? Have you done anything wrong?
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women that I apologize. But I apologize in those relationships, at the time I was in the relationships.
Have you broken any laws when it comes to women?
Absolutely not.
The six-part series interviewed 50 people,
mm-hmm.
family members, your former tour manager, numerous women who all claim that you abused them.
Yeah.
Are you saying everybody in that documentary was not telling the truth about you? Everybody?
If you really look at that documentary, which I'm sure you have.
I have.
Everybody said something bad about me. Nobody said nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
They was describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer. I'm a man. I make mistakes. But I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster.
Okay, so his defense is everybody said something bad about me. Nobody said anything good. That's his defense. Every single one of the women are lying.
You're saying everything they said in that documentary about you is not true.
They are lying on me.
Why would these women say the same thing about you, that you are controlling, that you are abusive, that you tell women when to eat, when to go to the bathroom, when they can sleep, where they can dress? Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true and they don't know each other? That defies logic to me.
Right, right. Until you hear the explanation. You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is push a button on your phone and say, so-and-so did this to me. R. Kelly did this to me. And if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get a reality show, then any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Are you blaming this on social media?
I'm talking about the power of social media.
And then things got insane.
Have you ever had sex with anyone under the age of 17?
No.
Never.
No.
I have to tell you, it's so hard to believe that based on all that we've read.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Gail. There's one situation. I'm going to tell you something.
What women said about you.
What women said about me. What women. So nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me.
Mm-hmm. So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You feel that people have maligned your character?
I have been assassinated. I have been buried alive. But I'm alive.
So I think the point you're making is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it be for R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't...
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't... Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
And by the way, he's out of the chair. He's just pacing. He's sweating.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. And y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids. And I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera
keep
rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we're going to destroy your career.
And Ursula, this is why I cannot be on a jury. Because he's guilty. I'm not going to hear another side.
I think it's going to be hard for him to find anyone who doesn't think he's guilty.
I want to know if the publicist that arranged the interview is still working for him.
I'm so glad that he picked Gail, though, because I thought she handled
it. She was awesome.
She was great.
You want to hear more of it? I got more. Let's play more after the break
let's
here.
Do it.
Okay. All right. Quick timeout. Oh, he sounds so nice in this music. Okay, lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.
My mind's telling me no.
I got a couple of these other R. Kelly cuts to play for you. I'll get right back to that in a moment, but... We have a gigantic mess on I-5 near Olympia. Ursula, what's the story?
So a log truck lost its load, spilling logs all across all lanes of southbound 5. This is in Olympia near Custer Way. No injuries, but it's going to take a while to clean up, and traffic is backing up.
Ooh, okay, so we'll keep posted on that and have another traffic report right at the top of the hour for you. So I'm checking the text line, and there are some people. Why are you wasting our time with R. Kelly? Because I found it fascinating. And that's kind of my filter for what we talk about on the show. I couldn't have cared less about the R. Kelly story before I watched this interview this morning. But I was transfixed. It was watching somebody, very public figure, having a full-on meltdown. And then the other issue is, like with the Michael Jackson story, how do so many parents... leave their children with these celebrities believing that nothing's going to happen? You know, where were the moms of Michael Jackson's victims as they, you know, let their little boys have sleepovers in his bed? And they, oh, he's just a child himself. He's 35 years old. You know, he's just a big kid. And then this R. Kelly thing. So that came up in the interview. Is because one of the girls who's one of the accusers now, she's one of the girls that's living with him. He says that her dad put her on the stage with R. Kelly at one of his concerts. And here's what he said. Here's what he said. That's the parents' motivation for leaving their children with him.
I didn't go looking for a Jocelyn Savage. I was doing my show. He brought her and asked a friend of mine to put her on the stage with R. Kelly. Make sure she's on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Azriel Clary, what can you tell? What is your relationship with her?
Right now, I'm seeing her.
You are seeing
her? Yeah, she's 21. I'm seeing her.
She's 21?
Yeah.
But did you start seeing her at 17?
Absolutely not.
Did you have sex with her when she was 17?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Although her parents wanted me to.
No, her parents claim they have text messages that show that you had sex with her when she was 17.
Claim.
So you're saying you did not have sex with her when she was 17?
Absolutely not.
You are with two women right now. You love them. They say they love you. What kind of love is it that keeps these young women away from their families? Their families are saying... I'm talking right now about Jocelyn
and Azriel.
Because you
know, I'm going to answer your question.
What kind of love is that?
What kind of father, what kind of mother will sell their daughter to a man?
Who did that?
How come it was okay for me to see them until they wasn't getting no money from it? Why would you take your daughter, if I were going to take my daughter and she's 19 years old, to a 49-year-old icon, whatever, celebrity, or R. Kelly concert, or whoever it is, I'm not going to put her on the stage and leave her. I'm going to take her to the concert. Their father is more into my music and know about my music than they do.
You're saying the parents handed their daughters, Azriel and Jocelyn, over to you? Is that what you're saying to us?
Absolutely. Are the cameras still going?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the parents were just selling their daughters because they were such fans. And then I'll just play one more for you. But she asked him, Gayle King, and again, Gayle King was awesome. What if your daughters were in the position that these girls are in?
You have daughters. If your daughters called you and said that somebody is doing to them what the allegations are about you, would you be okay with that?
Let me tell you something. I'd be up in that mother everything up. I had to bleep myself, but I would
yes.
be everything.
If your daughters
up.
Came to you and said, look, this guy is doing to me what the allegations are against you.
Then I would have to arrest myself after I did what I had to do.
So if somebody
go
does
get those handcuffs.
His daughters, what he's doing to other people's daughters, they should be arrested, but he's an innocent man. I'm jealous of Gayle King today. I'm jealous of her. For getting an interview like that. That's a big score there.
She didn't overhype it, though. I mean,
no.
I think that, yeah.
No, she was great. Lots more. We'll get to a lot of local stuff in the Fast 15 coming up next.